And now some hard-hitting spoken words from a trio of Poetry Slam champions who call themselves the Suicide Kings. They are Jamie Kennedy, Jeff Trenchard, and Rupert Estanisolo.
There's a suicide every 40 seconds. Pain is not original. Trauma is only a comma after your life sentence. And you can search any school, and you'd be surprised how many kids carry guns and knives.
But blacktop war zones aren't the only places where battles are fought.
Me?
I'd rather kill myself before I got shot.
Because living is the best form of revenge.
Show someone else the hard ways, an ivory path made from bones. And a
microphone is the best way to tell yourself you're not alone. There's a suicide every 40 seconds. And one of them might have been a kid we spit poems to out of high school. I've been expelled for what I wrote 6 years before, spitting poetry to kids who got more kids than me. And in the back row, I see a bruised face, spiked hair, and cold-rimmed eyes, chopping out a line of Prozac with a razor. And she's a dead ringer for the living ghost I fell in love with against the ash-white walls in my first mental hospital. She had a cell next to mine, and I could hear her crying at night, saying on the outside she used to be a writer, but now she just carves my name into her arm with a shard of broken glass. That was when I knew the alphabet could kill you.
So I'm stabbing students with secrets that shouldn't have been kept, like the way I was beaten for not learning the alphabet. My tongue stiff and raw, I hadn't learned English yet today. A kid in baggy clothes goes to shake my hand. On his own brown skin is a shadow of death. It is the same sign, the same symbol as mine. We were both from the same set. He's clad in baggy blue armor, eyes in awe of the poem I just spit. I'm nothing special, kid, but if you take a piece of this poem with you, then don't die for the color blue. When handcuffs scar your wrists, you'll find
you're better than this. Use this same alphabet and spinning for the front row in the class where sits a 15-year-old kid with his first safety pin piercing, cystic acne and a black eye, wearing a Columbine trench coat in the summertime. This kid with his ripped wrist wrapped in gauze. This kid ignoring the teacher's speech about poetry and applause. This kid who comes up to me and shows me his first broken smile of the month, and he says art must be anything you can get away with. He said now he feels poetry in the marrow of his bones, and now he's gonna write his own when he gets home. Kids get buried alive, lost in between the lines I'd write so I wouldn't be what I was afraid to become. Cause you can't edit when you write in blood, and when you're in the loony bin, no one's ever gonna give you a pen again. Every edge, every glass, even the plastic knives are dulled and numbed. And when you're on a suicide watch in handcuffs, you can still bleed to death if you bite off your own tongue, and then all you have left is your breath.
Every 40 seconds.
All I have left is my breath.
Every 40 seconds, once an addict, a thief who doubts his repentance, and now a man who pens poems for penance. I've held one too many weapons in this hand,
and so now I grip a sword of ink, because even if I can't rewrite alive, the four kids who died will be recited these lines. If I can save one kid from shedding blood like I did, shackled by their own silence in the dark, we are testaments that sanity has got nothing to do with art.
That poem from the Oakland-based Suicide Kings, Jamie Kennedy, Jeff Trenchard, and Rupert Estanisolo.